Hey there, everybody. What's going on? Welcome to yet another episode. Whenever I was uploading the last episode, it was telling me it was episode 11. 11 episodes already. Whew, so I guess that makes this one episode 12. I'm pretty excited. We've hit the double digits. I'm a tweenager. Woohoo! So if you could please go down to the show notes and hit on all of that social stuff down there. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, okay? This episode, I want to get back into the minimalism, okay? As important of a thing as I think it is to get up early and, you know, positive thoughts and win the morning, win the day type of thing, okay? It is a very, very close second to minimalism. Okay? For me, minimalism is key. It is the top of the food chain as far as my little empire is concerned. It's the main building block. You know, whenever you see the circus tents and stuff, and there's that one big pole right there in the middle holding it all together, that for me is minimalism. And I cannot express enough the importance of not so much going to an extreme with, you know, like being a digital nomad that travels around the world with just the stuff that's in their backpack. For me, I think that's a goal that is based in skill. You know, I feel like I will have accomplished a lot of different skills if I have the ability to travel the world with just the items in my backpack. But it's not necessary to go that far, to go that extreme. What I'm trying to get others to accomplish in the name of minimalism is to reduce the amount of unnecessary crap. To have only the things in life that bring maximum value. To really stop and reflect on where you are now, where you're wanting to be, what it is that you're wanting to do, and see where the things you have fit in. See, for me, one of the one of the big things here lately was my closet. I've got a lot of extra shirts and pants and socks and all that fun stuff. And I'm looking at my closet going, you know what? If I took the stuff out that I actually wear and rolled it up nice and neat, all of my clothes would fit in my dresser. And then make a little bit more of a leap from there. And say, you know what? I could get rid of everything. Reduce it all down to the stuff that fits in my backpack. Okay? Not worrying about seasons or weather or anything like that. Plus the stuff that I have on at the time. And everything that I really, really need fits in my backpack. And I'm like, wow, what an amazing thing. I start looking around the room, you know, sitting on my bed in my bedroom, or sitting on the couch in the living room, or sitting at the kitchen table, or hanging out in one of the kids' rooms. And with these new minimalist eyes, this new way of looking at the world, you know, I look at it and I start looking at all of the stuff around me and go, you know what? I don't need this extra thing here. I've not touched this thing in forever. Now keep in mind, we recently moved a couple of months ago, so I've actually touched everything. But it's not served me any purpose. It's not brought my life any value. There's been no point in me having this possession. And that's another little quirk I have, a distinction I'd like to make, the difference between ownership and possession. Okay, in the long run, in my mind, in the long run, we don't really own anything. Okay, like a house. You never really own the house. You may spend the next 30, 40, 50 years making payments on a house. And they give you the little slip of paper that says you own the house and it's yours and blah, blah, blah. But you don't really own the house, because if you don't make your property tax payments, then they take your property away from you. Okay? That's one little level. Okay? On a grander scale, you never really own the house. It's not, because whenever you know, after you've lived in that house for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, and you die, you pass away, you're no longer living, that house doesn't go with you. And one of your kids probably sits there and goes, I've already got a house. Here's a chance for me to make an extra $200,000-$300,000 selling the house, you know, paying off whatever bills and you know, maybe get to go on a Disney cruise. Okay? I prefer to use the word possess. As in, I possess my phone. I possess my clothes. These are my possessions. Okay, but I could set my hat down on a table somewhere, like go out to eat and take my hat off and set it on the seat next to me, get up and leave and go away, and I no longer possess that hat. Okay. Ownership has this, it has a sense of chain, attachment to you. Whereas possession, it's something that I have in my hand right now. Something that's, you know, I possess this can of peace tea. I possess this pen. It's my possession. But yesterday, this pen was somebody else's possession. Okay, see where I'm going with this? Okay. Minimalism, I see it as a cornerstone because all of this time that you spend reorganizing, all of this time that you spend decluttering, all of this time that you spend rearranging, all of this time that you spend cleaning, putting away, you know, all of this stuff forces you to spend all of this time. And all of this time, you could be doing something else. You could be doing something more valuable with your time. The stress that all that stuff brings, knowing that you're going to have to reorganize it, or knowing you're going to have to put it away, knowing that you're going to have to do all this laundry, and I have a large family, so I'm already having a lot of stress sorting laundry and putting it away and figure out, you know, who's what size and who, you know, what drawer it goes in and blah blah blah. It's already a stressful thing. But it could be a lot less stressful. Now, this isn't a lifestyle that I'm trying to force feed my kids. You know, it's, you know, I'm letting them make that decision for themselves. But for me personally, I feel I need to be a bit of an example for my kids and show them that, look, this is how Daddy does it. And look at all the cool stuff that I can do because all of my stuff fits in my backpack. Everything that I need to get throughout the day, the week, the month, the year, it's all right here. And if something, you know, if I tear up a shirt or it falls apart or it doesn't fit anymore or something like that, there's the possibility of getting a different shirt. Tear up my pants, I can get new pants. I don't have to have a room full of extra pants laying around ready to go. Now, I'm not saying only have the one outfit ever. Okay, though I have seen some people on the internet that do that. I'm a bit of a dirty guy, so I've got to change my clothes every so often. put on a fresh shirt, fresh pair of underwear, okay? Fresh set of clothes from time to time, because it,
yeah.
Like I said, I'm a dirty, sweaty guy, and it's, but if I spent all of my time washing my clothes and sorting my clothes and putting them away, and you know, all of these different levels of reorganization and stuff like that, to take that, those little chunks of time, you know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, 10-15 minutes here, 10-15 minutes there, next thing you know, you've got this whole hour that now you've got a whole nother hour of time that you could do something else with. And the more you start auditing your time, and the more you start auditing your possessions, and auditing your relationships, because it's not just about getting rid of stuff, material stuff that brings value, you know, that getting rid of the stuff that's not bringing value to your life. It's also about getting rid of people and mindsets and all of that other stuff. Get rid of all of that stuff that brings negative value to your life, stuff that drains the life out of you, stuff that, you know, people that drain the life out of you, that are always constantly negative and whining and complaining and never doing anything about it, or the people that are always pointing their finger at you and, you know, shooting down your dreams or whatever. Getting rid of those people . That's a huge, huge step. And I'm a huge, huge advocate for the minimalist lifestyle. It's doing wonders for me already, and I'm just getting myself to a level of minimalism where I feel comfortable using the word minimalist. Yeah, I've been getting rid of stuff for years, but at a slow pace. And then, you know, almost a year ago, shared the story. You know, we had to do a move, and a big chunk of stuff went away, and you know, it really soaked in the time that was wasted because of the stuff, the time that was wasted because of the people that had a crap attitude. So I need you to audit everything about your life. And start getting rid of that stuff that's not worth it anymore. Get rid of those people that, you know, that are toxic in your life, that are like poison in your life. Get rid of all of this stuff, because it's having a negative effect on you, and you need to find that positive thing to build on. And once all that negative stuff is gone, and you've got all of this positive stuff laying around you, it's so much easier to accomplish anything. That's why I love minimalism so much. That's why I go on and on and on and on about minimalism. So, what do you think? It's time to start, you know, start small. Get rid of a pair of shoes that you haven't worn in a year. Get rid of a couple of shirts. Go through your Facebook profile and all of those people that are blaming other people for where they are in life, get rid of those people. Silence them, block them, unfollow, whatever it is that you've got to do. Just make them go away. They're not bringing value to life. They're negative, and they're dragging you down, and they're putting this hazy cloud of meh on your life, and you don't need that. And then I want you to go to the show notes, and I want you to tell me about how your auditing process went. The things that you got rid of, the relationships that you ended. The things that you made go away that were negative in your life so that you could refocus your time and your energy on the positive things. Okay? Hit all them. Hit the show notes. Go to all of those social things down there. And let me know how it went. Right? I'll talk to you later, man. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.